The last few weeks have been marked by the controversy surrounding documents in a 60 Minutes report on President George W. Bush's service in the Air National Guard. But the enduring story, says critic at large John Powers, is not the fact that documents by National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Killian were forged, but who did the exposing.
Earlier this week, Dan Rather apologized for using bogus documents about President Bush's National Guard service. Some commentators treated this as evidence of the decline of CBS, if not of all network news. Others viewed it as an inglorious coda to the long saga of Gunga Dan, the one network anchor who's always yearned to be the conscience of America, like Walter Cronkite. Of course, these days, nobody gets to be Uncle Walter, except maybe Auntie Oprah. We live in a fragmented culture where 10,000 media outlets bloom. And while Rathergate was humiliating for Rather, it was a glorious triumph for the political blogs, which is short for weblogs. It wasn't media titans who first challenged the authenticity of the Killian documents. The first doubts came from conservative blogs with colorful names like Free Republic and Little Green Apples. Their arguments rippled outward, forcing the big media outlets to look again at evidence they would have otherwise ignored. The night CBS admitted it had been duped, you could hear the high fives echoing through the blogosphere. And rightly so. In the years since Matt Drudge first broke the Monica Lewinsky story, blogs have sprouted like mushrooms in a rainforest. They've gone from being the handiwork of bored, lonely, or troubled souls, nearly all of them male, to a new form of political expression. They are so focused, timely, and linked to real information that they make the Sunday morning pundits seem like stumps in the petrified forest. These days, many blogs are written by brainy, tireless, ideologically driven people engaged in asymmetrical warfare with the established media outlets. Lacking the resources of big news organizations, they seemingly get up each morning bent on unearthing a biased headline, demonstrating that the New York Times is too liberal or too right-wing, or tearing apart a news story that bugs them. The best sites cast a hard-burning light on stories the official media have ignored or mishandled. For instance, Trent Lott's fall from power was directly due to bloggers such as Josh Marshall and Andrew Sullivan. And the mainstream media know it. Today's internet stars have huge followings among those who make and cover the news. Bloggers like Daily Kos or Instapundit are vastly more powerful than they'd be if they merely wrote traditional columns in daily papers. Like a fulcrum, what they write now moves other people's columns. Nowadays, I don't simply read the morning papers, but check in with the blogs to see what stories have the blogosphere humming. Of course, like most things on the internet, blogs range from the exhilarating to the depressing. For every intelligent site like Kaus Files or Atrios, there are dozens of web pages dedicated to the bloggeria of small-souled nitpicking and ideological hatchet jobs, sometimes by political operatives pretending to be ordinary citizens. Too many blogs simply blame George W. Bush or the liberals for everything that goes wrong in America. Some shriek gotcha at tiny factual errors in articles written on short deadlines by people who actually have to leave the house to do their work. You see, most bloggers are critics and collators, not reporters. They don't so much dig up new information as pore over the information others have dug up, and then give internet links so you can read the things for yourself. Because blogging is relatively new, there's still a lot of insecurity about being taken seriously. And boringly enough, bloggers tend to boast about the power of blogging as relentlessly as hip-hop stars praise their own sexual prowess. But that's just a quibble. Although I myself work in print and am far too lazy to have a blog of my own, I must say that American political culture is far better for this explosion of lively new voices. The blog world has changed the structure of authority in American journalism. It has subverted the almost priestly power once claimed by the major newspapers and networks. Just as Martha Stewart helped bring stylish design to the masses, so cyberspace has democratized political commentary and media criticism. Now anybody can make like George Will, Chris Matthews, or Bill Moyers. And if they're smart, funny, or ideologically fervent enough, they will win readers far more devoted to their blogs than they are to the nightly news of the daily papers. And now and again, they may even get a famous anchorman who makes 100 times what they do, say he's sorry in front of the whole world.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and author of the new book, Sore Winners.